This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Oh, man.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world.
You know that you would not hear this song unless there was a good reason. And bills to pay. Harry Chapin, with this number one hit in the 70s, Cats in the Cradle, died on this day back in 1981. Killed at the age of 38, suffered a cardiac arrest, heart attack while driving on a New York expressway. His car hit from behind by a tractor trailer. The gas tank exploded. And Harry Chapin, dead at the age of 38 on this day in 1981, is when he died. But number one, a few years earlier with Cats in the Cradle. And that could be the last time you hear Cats in the Cradle on the Steve Gruber Show. You never know. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Joining us on the phone lines right now, Emery McClendon, member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, a Tea Party organizer in Fort Wayne, Indiana. By the way, also the winner of Americans for Prosperity's 2010 Activist of the Year Award, probably somewhere on the mantle. Emery, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me on. Good to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell people a little bit about, I don't know, how you got involved in the Tea Party and with Project 21.
I got involved with the Tea Party way back when it first began by organizing the first and the second largest Tea Party in the state of Indiana. I was actually on vacation, got a call, canceled my vacation, came home, had a couple of days to set up the rally. It became a success, and then I began to go around the country speaking to different Tea Party groups, helping them organize. And I got involved with Tea Party Patriots as their state coordinator for Indiana, and that led to my ties with Project 21, speaking with like-minded other black conservatives on issues that concern the black community and also America as a whole. So very happy to be involved in the Tea Party movement, very happy to get involved in issues, and that's basically a little bit of the background as to how I got involved.
Well, you are quoting, I have some thoughts on this Papa John's controversy. There's a piece up at nationalcenter.org. Papa John loses his baby over the N-word. If people haven't been following this all that closely, Papa John already was under some criticism for saying that his pizza sales were hurt by the kneeling controversy in the NFL, and then it was revealed last week during a crisis management training call a few months ago that Papa John used the N-word, basically saying that KFC's founder, Colonel Sanders, called blacks the N-word and didn't suffer a backlash. He did not say he used the actual word in the conference call. That information leaked last week, and he's been stepping away now from the company that he founded. Emery, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that basically he's being railroaded by the PC correct community. And it just seems like that the PC group, those who will use the word themselves, are choosing people that use the word in any manner whatsoever, but yet they themselves want to take that word and use it in any manner that they want to. One instance that I ran into, I talked to a lot of young people about this word and how it's used, and a lot of them tell me the exact same thing, which is now being quoted in several of the incidents that we're talking about, is that we can use it. It's okay. People of color can use it. Rap singers can use it. But when they use it, they don't have any attachment to it. They don't have the right to use it. So therefore, if they do use it, they're going to find out that there are going to be repercussions behind the use of the word, even if it's not taken in the context of the true meaning of how it's used. And in this case, the Papa John's executive, the owner, he was using the word to point out an example of something that happened. He wasn't demoralizing anyone or talking about anyone, and they still took it out of context, and now he's forced to resign.
And there is there's a slice, and you sort of allude to this, a slice of pop culture out there in which the word is used freely. And if that's the sort of entertainment that you're keyed into as an individual, I don't know if it's difficult to sort of draw that line as to when it is and when it's not acceptable. I'm not making excuses for anyone. I'm saying if it shouldn't be used, then my goodness, it shouldn't be used anywhere.
You're absolutely right. The word itself was conjured up from a negative connotation. Back in the days, the late 50s, the early 60s, the 70s, everybody hated the word, even black people, because it had such a negative connotation. Nobody wanted to use it. And it was very seldom even used in the black community. And then all of a sudden it exploded and became one of the buzzwords in the black community. They started calling each other the word. They started making songs with the word being used, and it just got out of hand. And then all of a sudden the other people picked up on it. They used it a few times, sometimes in a negative connotation, sometimes not in a negative connotation, and then they were oppressed because of it. And like I said, now as you talk to young black people, you talk to the music entertainers, I know several black rappers here right in my hometown, and they use the word very heavily. But if the wrong person uses that word, they set out to demoralize that person, even to the point where they talk about killing people over the use of the word, whereas they themselves will use it in their music, they will use it on the street, they will use it toward one another on television, and it's just not acceptable at all. And a lot of the older black people are very upset about this because they don't want the word used in any kind of a connotation, because all it does is divide our communities. It divides us against one another when we're trying to bring this country together.
Emery McClendon, member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, Tea Party organizer in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you can read the piece and more of his comments at nationalcenter.org. Emery, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, we appreciate it, and we hope we can get this problem resolved.
Thank you so much, Emery. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Back to wrap up hour one in just a moment. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.